The truth about Easter, its Assyrian origin. This broadcast will reveal the truth about Easter, its origins, and what God thinks of it. Brethren, please pray and fast over this information with your Bible before you make any decision. Do not believe us but believe your Bible. The truth is the truth no matter how much it will change your life. The truth must be told. Please lay aside all your wisdom and knowledge and open your minds to the Holy Word of God and to His revelations. Almost everyone around the world believe what they believe because it is what they were taught by their parents, family, friends, community, ministers and tracts. But the Bible does not say to believe what the world teaches and what people tell you. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, and in verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil, and in Romans 12 verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect, will of God. So, let's study this subject closely and see what God wants us to know. Both history and the Bible reveal that Easter was celebrated before Christ was even born. What do Easter eggs, rabbits, Easter sunrise service, and hot cross buns have to do with Jesus? Nothing, just the opposite. Easter eggs, rabbits, and all the greenery associated with Easter symbolize fertility and sex. The Bible even warns against the Easter sunrise service and hot cross buns. On the website there is an article written by so-called Christians, detailing exactly how to perform a sunrise service. It is a perfect match to the following scriptures, Ezekiel 8 verse 15. Then said he unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. Whatever he had just seen, he's about to see something worse. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and, behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. Here are 25 people outside, with their backs to the house of God instead of facing the altar, they are facing the sun in the east. The only time the sun is in the east is in the morning, and notice this is a religious observance. Then he said unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger. And, lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in fury. Mine I shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. These people do cry in God's ears, yet he will not respect their vain worship. Every Easter, millions of people enter the dark graveyards and backyards of churches across the land in the early morning while still dark. This is a huge abomination to the Lord. God calls homosexuality, bestiality and witchcraft an abomination, but he also calls Easter and Christmas an abomination. Therefore, to keep ancient Assyrian, Babylonian, pagan holidays is equal to murder, homosexuality and witchcraft. It is spiritual adultery against God. You cannot truly claim that you are saved and going to heaven, if you are observing demonic, satanic Babylonian holidays that God calls an abomination. Now notice what the Bible says about hot cross buns. Jeremiah 7 verse 18. The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough, to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Who was the Queen of Heaven, of pagan gods? Queen Ishtar, also known as Queen Esther or Easter. Matthew 7 verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 15 verse 8. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Mark 7 verse 7. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Worship who? Worship God, but how? in vain. And how? By teaching false doctrines. Excuse, I'm not doing Easter for pagan reasons, I'm worshipping God, so what's wrong with it? I am just taking something that was pagan thousands of years ago and translating it into something for Christ. Answer. Matthew 15 verse 9. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. People claim that I'm taking Matthew 15 verse 9 out of context. But regardless of the context, Jesus is still saying that people worship him in vain, teaching the doctrines of men. So regardless of whether he is talking about the Jewish ritual of washing hands, or Easter or anything else, the fact remains true that Jesus is speaking against holding men's traditions over and above his true commandments. To completely ignore this verse when speaking of Easter, is to ignore the fact that Jesus wants us to worship him in spirit and truth. Deuteronomy 12 verse 30. Take heed to thyself that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord, which he hateth, have they done unto their gods, for even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. God does not want us to take the ancient pagan Assyrian and Babylonian holidays that worshipped false gods demons, and observe him with those same pagan days. He is holy. It is nasty to worship him with demonic holidays. He has set rules. You can't just justify your own ways, we must follow his ways. Passover is a biblical holy day that God told us to keep. Whereas, he never told us to observe Easter or Christmas, because Easter and Christmas have nothing to do with Christ. That is why Satanists and pagans do not have a problem keeping Christmas and Easter. What? You may say the world is against Christmas and Easter. But if you do your research, it's not the Satanists and pagans that are trying to keep these days out of the school systems. It is the atheists who do not believe in either God nor the devil. But the witches and pagans and Satanists actually observe the same Christmas and Easter as the Christians. As Christians, we must refrain from all appearance of evil. We must abhor hate, evil. We must distance ourselves from evil. We should not be doing the same thing as the world does. The world keeps Easter and Christmas even though they have no respect for Jesus Christ and salvation. As Christians, we need to come out of the world and be very different and holy, clean and not defiled. I fully encourage you to please pray and fast concerning Easter and Christmas and what God would have you to do. I am not asking anyone to believe me. Do your own research and study and fast and pray and seek God's will. Easter began with pre-Muhammad Muslims, Persians, Assyrians, Babylonians in connection with sun worship at the spring equinox. Islam Black Stone of Mecca, and the Christmas pine tree connection with Easter, quotes from a website linked on the article. The spring equinox seems to have marked the last day of the celebrations, which first commemorated Cybele's power, mourned Attis through his symbol the pine tree XMAS tree, and then finished with the day of joy, or Heloria. There's a lot that's weird about this, but Cybele, who was an import from Asia Minor, was an odd goddess. She was worshipped as a black meteorite black stone of Mecca, and several followers would apparently get overexcited and self-mutilate in Attis-like ways during the celebrations. Modern Iranians still celebrate the vernal equinox as Nowruz, their new year, a practice that's extended back through Persian history. Spring equinox worship in China and its connection to Easter, quotes from another website linked on the article. On vernal equinox, it is quite popular to play the standing eggs game. It's thought geographically that on this day the egg is easiest to stand, especially 4-day-old eggs. This custom has been popular for 4,000 years for celebrating the coming of spring. The saying, eggs are smart when the vernal equinox comes, is still well known by many Chinese. Worshipping ancestors. On vernal equinox, Chinese begin to worship their ancestors by sweeping ancestors, tombs or other activities, indicating spring worship. Before sweeping the tomb, descendants need to hold a worship ceremony in the ancestral temple. During the ceremony, people kill pigs and sheep, presented as an offering to their ancestors. Some may even invite performers to play music and a host to chant the elegiac address and leading descendants to do the worship. Worshipping the sun. In Zhou dynasty, people would hold the ceremony of worshipping the sun on this day and another ceremony of worshipping the moon on the autumn equinox. Ancient Easter in Europe, quoted from a website linked on the article. In Norse paganism, a disability was celebrated on the vernal equinox, which was held in honor of the female spirits or deities, from prehistoric times until Christianization in Scandinavia. Its purpose was to enhance the coming harvest. Wends and many other Nipagans hold religious celebrations of Ostara on the spring equinox. It is celebrated in the Northern Hemisphere around March 21st, depending upon the specific timing of the equinox. The name Ostara may be related to the word for east, and has been connected to the Anglo-Saxon goddess Eostre Easter. In terms of Wiccan deism, this festival is characterized by the rejoining of the mother goddess and her lover consort, who spent the winter months in death. Other variations include the young god regaining strength in his youth after being born at Yule, and the goddess returning to her maiden aspect. Assyrian origin of Easter, quote from a website linked on the article. What does the word Easter mean? It is certainly not a Christian word or name. What does this word Easter have to do with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ? Easter, like all Christian holidays and festivals, has its origins in the Assyrian religion, and the word comes from the name of the ancient Assyrian mother goddess, Ishtar, who was also called Shamiramat, colloquial Shamaron, the Hellenized Semiramis, and Inanna. Ishtar is the female equal of Asher, and at times Ishtar and Asher are the same and equal in strength and in length, yet their distinction remains to the extent that Asher is the sun, Breslash light, and Ishtar the moon. Therefore, Easter is nothing more than Ishtar, one of the titles of the Assyrian queen Shamiramat, the queen of heaven, whose name, as pronounced by the people of Nineveh, with that now in common use. That name, as found by Henry Layard on the Assyrian monuments, is Ishtar, the moon goddess of love, fertility, and war. In Assyria, the spring festival of Akitu, the Assyrian New Year, celebrated around the spring equinox, usually March 20th or 21, lasted 12 days and ushered in the festival of Ishtar, today's Easter, celebrated on the first Sunday, after the first moon, after the vernal equinox. As the Akitu celebrates the resurrection of nature during springtime, the festival of Ishtar was the religious celebration of the fertility and pregnancy of the mother goddess, who bore them all, as well as the resurrection of her son/husband, Tammuz, the incarnated son of God. The pre-Christian Assyrians at this time of year would be celebrating the increasing of the sun following the spring vernal equinox. This is the time in which the amount of darkness and daylight are the same in duration. Following that day, the amount of daylight would steadily increase, a little each day. This increase of daylight in the spring brings about summer and makes crops thrive, thus the association with fertility, eggs, rabbits, etc. Hence the association is always to Sunday, to celebrate the increasing of the god of the sun on the Sunday, the Assyrian queen Shamiramat, the Hellenized Semiramis, also called Ishtar, was known as the queen of heaven, and this queen of heaven is mentioned in the Bible, Jeremiah 7 verse 18. Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter, was a day that commemorated the resurrection of one of their gods that they called Tammuz, who was believed to be the only begotten son of the moon goddess, Ishtar. This clearly indicates that the Assyrian trinity of Semiramis, Nimrod, and Ninoz, became the new trinity of Assyria, also known as Ishtar, Bel, also called Bel, Belus, Belus, Pul and Beltis, and Nimrod, and Tammuz. In other words, depending on the times in which we lived as ancient Assyrians, the Assyrian trinity was Semiramis, Nimrod, and Ninoz, and later they refer to this trinity as Ishtar, Bol, and Tammuz. Tammuz is the Akkadian equivalent of the Sumerian Dumuzi, Inanna's husband. From the stories of the flood, which have been left to us by the ancient Assyrians, we find that in those ancient times, there was a man named Nimrod, who was the grandson of one of Noah's, but not Ishtim, sons named Ham. The story tells us that Ham had a son named Cush who married a woman named Shamiramat, Zemiramit meaning the branch bearer. Cush and Shamiramat then had a son and named him Nimrod. When Nimrod died, he was resurrected as the son of God, Ninos, which means the sun, also known by the title of Tammuz, the savior. The Bible tells of this man, Nimrod, in Genesis 10 verses 8 to 10 as follows. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calah, in the land of Shinar. Nimrod became a god-man to the people and Shamiramat, his wife, became the powerful queen of ancient Assyria. Both were deified and became god and goddess, as in the Eastern tradition of deification of any king and queen, who represented God on earth. Nimrod was eventually killed by an enemy, and his body was cut in pieces and sent to various parts of his kingdom. Semiramis had all of the parts gathered and told the people that Nimrod had ascended to the sun and was now to be called Baal, the sun god, a deity fashioned after Asher. Queen Shamiramat also proclaimed that Baal would be present on earth in the form of a flame, whether candle or lamp, when used in worship. Shamiramat claimed that she was immaculately conceived. She taught that the moon was a goddess that went through a 28-day cycle and ovulated when full. She further claimed that she came down from the moon in a giant moon egg that fell into the Euphrates River. This was to have happened at the time of the first full moon after the spring equinox. In other words, not only God was conceived during the Akitu, but the mother goddess as well, and as we mentioned, Akitu means building life on earth. Thus, it is the Assyrian religion who transfers divinity to earth, building a life for mankind in an earthly paradise. Shamiramat became known as Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter, and her moon egg became known as Ishtar's egg. The egg became a symbol of fertility and life for the ancient Assyrians, and spread throughout the world. The ancient Druids bore an egg as the sacred emblem of their order. In Greece, the egg was celebrated as part of the nocturnal ceremony consisting the consecration of Bacchus, the same as it was in Assyria for Ninos/Tammuz. The Hindu fables celebrate their mundane egg as of a golden color. The people of Japan make their sacred egg to have been brazen. In China, even today, dyed or painted eggs are symbols of sacred festivals. The Persians use dyed eggs as of one of the seven symbols in the Nowruz celebration. Since the divine kings and queens of Assyria had to be conceived on the Akitu, the vernal equinox, or first day of spring, there was a waiting period, the 12 days of Akitu, plus 1 week, for the conception to be fertilized. This period would confirm the fertility and pregnancy of the mother goddess. Thus, on the first day of the festival of Ishtar, Easter, the Assyrians hung dyed eggs from the temple walls, signifying the fertility of Ishtar. Similarly, in ancient times, eggs were used in religious rites of the Egyptians and were hung in their temples for mystic fertility purposes, as in the Assyrian tradition. From Egypt, these sacred eggs can be distinctly traced to the banks of the Euphrates. The classic poets are full of the fable of the mystic egg of Assyria, and thus its tales are told by Hyginus, the Egyptian, the learned keeper of the Palatine Library at Rome, in the time of Augustus, and writes, an egg of wondrous size is said to have fallen from heaven into the Euphrates. The fishes rolled it to the bank of the river, where the doves having settled upon it, and hatched it, out came Venus, who earlier was called the Assyrian goddess Shamiramat/Ishtar. Hence, the egg became one of the symbols of the Assyrian goddess Shamiramat/Ishtar, and Shamiramat became known as the dove, and her son Ninos/Tammuz became known as the son of the dove. Note, this is the origin of dove worship. No person actually saw a dove when Jesus was baptized. The scriptures only say that the Holy Spirit descended like a dove, i.e., the way a dove floats. The egg, in Assyria was seen to be connected to the Assyrian goddess Ishtar. Eggs are an obvious symbol of birth and rebirth. In the eyes and mind of men, they seem to be a miraculous springing forth of life from a cold and dead object. Mithras, Persia, Tammuz, Assyria, Re Egypt, Brahma India, and Panku China, all were said to have been born from eggs. Tammuz was noted to be especially fond of rabbits, and they became sacred in the ancient religion, because rabbits represent fertility as well, and Tammuz was believed to be the son of the sun god, Bel. Tammuz Ninos, like his father, Nimrod, became a mighty hunter. The day came when Tammuz was killed by a wild pig, on the summer solstice, in the month of Tammuz. Queen Semiramis Slaushishte told the people that Tammuz was now ascended to his father, Bel, and that the two of them would be with the worshippers in the sacred candle or lamp flame as father, son and Holy Spirit. Shamaramat Slaushishtar, who was now worshipped as the mother of God and queen of heaven, continued to build her mystery religion through the ancient fables. The queen told the worshippers that when Tammuz was killed by the wild pig, some of his blood fell on the stump of an evergreen tree, and the stump grew into a full new tree overnight. This made the evergreen tree sacred by the blood of Tammuz, which is why an evergreen was carried inside every Assyrian household on December 25th. It is the same tradition we practice today, during the Christmas season. She also proclaimed a 40-day period of time of sorrow each year prior to the anniversary of the death of Tammuz. During this time, no meat was to be eaten. Worshippers were to meditate upon the sacred mysteries of Bel and Tammuz, and to make the sign of the T, sign of the cross, in front of their hearts as they worshipped. They also ate sacred cakes with the marking of a T, or cross on the top. Note, Jesus did not die on a pagan symbol. Wearing a cross or having a cross is not wrong or pagan. There are different styles of crosses. There are pagan crosses and then there is the simple, plain cross of Jesus that reminds us of his crucifixation. There is a difference. Visit the website and click the link here to learn more. Every year, on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox, a celebration was made to honor the mother that bore the son of God, Ishtar/Semiramis, and to commemorate the death/resurrection of her son, Ninos/Tammuz. It was Ishtar's Sunday and was celebrated with rabbits and eggs, the way people observe Easter Sunday today. Ishtar also proclaimed that because Tammuz was killed by a pig, that a pig must be served on that Sunday. Many families bake hams at Easter time, even today. Cakes bearing a cross-like symbol, representing the pair of bullhorns on the moon goddess, Semiramis/Ishtar, were offered by ancient Assyrians on the Friday, Good Friday, before the festival of Ishtar, and were called kabon. The cakes which the Greeks offered to Astarte and other divinities were called bun, from which the word bun is derived. The prophet Jeremiah takes notice of this kind of offering when he says, "The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough, to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven." The hot cross buns are no longer offered in Britain, but are eaten on the festival of Astarte. Jeremiah 44 verse 19 speaks of these Assyrian traditions, when he writes, "And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven, and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her, and pour out drink offerings unto her." End quote. The word Easter found in the Old Testament. Joshua 24 verse 33 Alpha and Omega Bible. "And it came to pass afterwards that Eleazar the high priest the son of Aaron died, and was buried in Gobar of Phinees his son, which he gave him in Mount Ephraim. In that day the children of Israel took the ark of Theos the Alpha and Omega, and carried it about among them, and Phinees exercised the priest's office in the room of Eleazar his father until he died, and he was buried in his own place Gobar. But the children of Israel departed every one to their place, and to their own city, and the children of Israel worshipped Easter, namely Astaroth, and the gods of the nations round about them, and Jesus delivered them into the hands of Eglon king of Moab and he ruled over them 18 years. Many people think that Ishtar should be pronounced with an I sound, and that Astarte/Ashtaroth should be pronounced with an A sound. But the truth is that all these words are the same and must be pronounced starting with an E sound. All these words must be pronounced as Easter. All of these different spellings refer to the same ancient Assyrian, Babylonian pagan goddess slash demon that was worshipped by the symbolism of rabbits and eggs in the spring of the year. The Greeks and other cultures also worshipped this demon, and this tradition was embraced by the Roman Catholic Church, and then later by the Baptists, Lutherans, Methodists and other false Christianity sects. The Alpha and Omega Bible correctly translates these words as Easter. It doesn't matter that you might watch or listen to a million videos where they pronounce it with an I sound or a sound, or how many professors claim that it should be pronounced with an I or a sound, the fact remains that they do so out of ignorance. There is no doubt that Ishtar slash Astarte slash Ashtaroth is the very same demon as Easter. No doubt. The Bible, when correctly translated, strictly and directly forbids the worship of Easter. Judges 2 verse 13. And they provoked Jesus, and forsook him, and served Baal, namely Easter. 1 Samuel 31 verse 6, so Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor-bearer, in that day together. And the men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley, and those beyond Jordan, saw that the men of Israel fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, and they left their cities and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the next day that the Philistines came to strip the dead, and they found Saul and his three sons fallen on the mountains of Gilboa. And they turned him, and stripped off his armor, and sent it into the land of the Philistines, sending round glad tidings to their idols and to the people. And they set up his armor at the temple of Easter, and they fastened his body on the wall of Bethsem. 1 Kings 11 verse 4. And it came to pass in the time of the old age of Solomon, that his heart was not perfect with Jesus his Theos the Alpha and Omega, as was the heart of David his father. But his heart was, to Easter the abomination of the Sidonians. 1 Kings 11 verse 33. Because he forsook Main and sacrificed to Easter the abomination of the Sidonians, and to Chomos, and to the idols of Moab, and to their king the abomination of the children of Ammon, and he walked not in my ways, to do that which was right before me, as David his father did. 2 Kings 23 verse 13. And the king defiled the house that was before Jerusalem, on the right hand of the Mount of Moshoth, which Solomon king of Israel built to Easter the abomination of the Sidonians, and to Chomos the abomination of Moab, and to Moloch the abomination of the children of Ammon. 2 Chronicles 15 verse 16. And he removed Maacah his mother from being priestess to Easter, and he cut down the idol, and burnt it in the brook of Kedron. 2 Chronicles 24 verse 18. And they forsook the house of Jesus, the Theos Alpha and Omega, of their fathers, and served Easter and idols. And there was wrath upon Judah and Jerusalem in that day. On the website there is an image of Ashtaroth slash Astarte pronounced Easter. Easter was originally the celebration of Ishtar, the Assyrian and Babylonian goddess of fertility and sex. Her symbols like the egg and the bunny were and still are fertility and sex symbols, or did you actually think eggs and bunnies had anything to do with the resurrection? After Constantine decided to Christianize the empire, Easter was changed to represent Jesus. But at its roots, Easter, which is how you pronounce Ishtar, is all about celebrating fertility and sex. Question. Is it enough to just believe in God and do whatever we want to do? Answer. No, James 2 verse 19. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe, and tremble. Question. Is it possible that the whole world is wrong? Answer. Yes, Revelation 12 verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Question. Is it possible to worship God but that worship be in vain? Is it possible that some ministers use the name of God but yet deceive people? Answer. Yes, Matthew 15 verse 9. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Mark 7 verse 7. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Romans 1 verse 21. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. So the Bible does clearly teach that the whole world has been deceived, and that some people do worship God in vain, and that some men teach the commandments of men instead of the doctrines of God, and that some people are vain in imaginations and claim to be wise when really they are not. Antichrist also keeps Easter. Alawi is the only Islamic sect to claim Jesus as the Son of God and as God, and to observe communion, Christmas, Easter, and believe in the Trinity. No other Muslim leader could possibly deceive people into accepting Islam as easily as Bashar Assad and the Alawi's sect leaders. This is the only Muslim antichrist that could possibly tell Christians that they don't have to give up Jesus as God, Christmas, Easter, and the Trinity doctrine. They can continue to keep all their pagan customs of Christmas and Easter and the Trinity doctrine and just accept Bashar Assad as the reincarnation of Jesus and Allah. The Alawis believe that Muhammad, Allah, Jesus and Bashar are all the same person, just in different time frames. Just as the Roman Catholic Church also allowed the people to continue to keep the pagan customs of Christmas and Easter in order to get them to accept the Roman Catholic Church, so will also Bashar Assad allow Christians to continue these same ancient pagan days, as long as they accept him as God and convert to Islam. These days actually fit perfectly into their pagan worship. Christmas, Easter, and the Trinity doctrine all originated in ancient Assyrian and Babylon as Islamic holidays and Islamic doctrines. Easter and Christmas were originally Islamic holidays. The Islamic Antichrist, Bashar Assad, will continue to promote his ancient Assyrian, Islamic, satanic holidays to people who call themselves Christians, and make excuses that they can keep satanic holidays because these satanic holidays worship God, hogwash. You cannot worship the holy God with satanic trash. Jesus hates Easter and Christmas. It's an abomination unto him. The Assyrian origins of Christmas, Assyrian origins of Easter, Assyrian origins of the Trinity doctrine, Assyrian origins of the so-called Star of David, Assyrian origins of the Yom names, all point toward the Assyrian son of perdition and the Assyrian invasion of the nations. On the website there is a video titled The Pagan Origins of Easter. There are also several links to recommended reading on the subject. And this has been a broadcast declaring the truth about Easter, its pagan origins, and how Jesus hates it. If you disagree, please pray and fast with your Bible. You can read the full article online at isawthelightministries.com.